Been telling you about this young man for quite a while. Of course, I got to see him at Oklahoma State. He had to actually, his junior season here, cut it off short because of Tommy John. That's probably why, if you haven't heard a lot about him, that would be why, is because he went to Clemson, got to pitch quite a bit as a true freshman there in Clemson, but then he got hit by a car, and then so then he transferred to the State College of Florida at JUCO. There he broke his jaw and lost like 20 pounds, and because of that, his velo got down into the 80s. So then he transferred to Oklahoma State, gained all of that weight back, and then he was really coming on, had a good outing against Vanderbilt at OSU, and then had to shut things down halfway through his junior season there and have Tommy John surgery. So the Dodgers really, just think about this. He threw a little bit as a true freshman, didn't get to pitch a whole lot in JUCO because of the broke jaw, then only got to pitch a little bit his junior year at Oklahoma State. Similar to Michael Grove, they still took a chance on this guy because his stuff is big. I've talked about how big his stuff is, and they were not scared of the Tommy John situation for him. So they kind of put him on that leash. And then this last year, because of all those injuries that I just mentioned, being hit by the car, the broken jaw, and the Tommy John, this last year was his first full year as a professional, and man, did he take off. He was probably the most consistent starter for the Great Lakes Loons. He spent all of last year at the high A level with Great Lakes, and he was good from start to finish. He has the fastball, slider, cutter, and change. He's actually added depth to that slider. The fastball that you're seeing right there can approach 100 miles an hour. It is high 90s, and it continues to climb. As I keep saying, this is a guy that is just getting further and further away from the Tommy John. Do not be surprised if Justin Robleski hits triple digits at some time in his career.
Robo is an interesting mix. He's got overpowering stuff. He manipulates the baseball as well as anyone that I've ever worked with. So right now he's running up 5 to 6 pitches. We added a little bit of a two-seam to his mix last year, which then gave him up to 99 with a four-seam with carry, two-seam with run, cutter. He's got a sweeper. He's got a curveball. He's got a changeup. So he's not a fun one to game plan for, and he's got a piece about him too. Take a power pitcher with an execution focus, and you got something pretty special there.
Know he can dunk a basketball, right?
Oh, I believe that. I've played him once on a golf course, and I'll never do that again. He can do anything. So he's a pretty special one, to say the least.
Oh, boy, did this guy come into his own. As you said, Robo is a phenomenal pitcher. He really was the ace. He was the consistent starter for the 2023 Great Lakes Loons, which won a Midwest League East Division championship this past season. And he put up just some incredible numbers, and he just seemed to get better and better as the season went along. So looking at some of his numbers, he had a 2.92 ERA, a 3.22 FIP, a 3.60 expected FIP, 3.63 Sierra. All of those well above league average, talking about a 130 ERA plus. Really good, really dominant stuff. Over the course of the season, looking at individual aspects that he can control, he had a 26% strikeout percentage, about an 8.3 walk percentage. Only gave up 0.53 home runs per nine. So he was pretty good at striking guys out, limiting the walks, and was really good at limiting the long ball as well, which goes to his 0.108 ISO against. So Justin Robleski, very dominant, 109 strikeouts this past season. He throws gas. He has a ton of different pitches that are able to move around the zone really well. And what I like most about Justin Robleski is the fact that he seemed to get better, and he showed up at the most important moments of the season.
I don't know, this is just me being me, but like I feel like I'm to a point where I'm becoming more and more ready to be there, and I really want to be there soon. And I feel like I've put myself in a spot where, command-wise, just with everything, with sequencing-wise, with kind of understanding hitters and things like that, like, I think I'm at a point where just need more experience, really, is what it comes down to. I think everything from a mechanical standpoint is in a good spot right now. obviously I'm throwing the hardest I've ever thrown. So just kind of keep everything there and kind of keep pushing because I feel like I'm close. And I'm ready to just kind of be there. That's kind of my goal, obviously, is to be there. But I truly do feel like my stuff is good enough. I think my command is good enough. With almost everything, I think I'm in a good spot. So just kind of honestly, you can always be better in everything. Is kind of what my brain is like. I'm never going to be at a point where I'm satisfied with where I'm at. So I guess to answer your question, I think if everything could be better, I think I could be really, really good, but I still think I'm never going to be where I want to be. So I think just kind of tightening just kind of the edges and figuring out like what works and what doesn't, just kind of get more experience and keep going. So that's kind of what I think I need to do.
So having talked to some of your former coaches, some of your coaches that you have right now, you know, the first thing that they'll say is, hey, this dude is like the most legitimate person as far as being rigid with his diet, being rigid with his daily routine, lifting his weights, doing his running, doing all the stuff that he needs to do to take care of his body. So that all finally paid off for you, didn't it?
For sure. For sure. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. That's just kind of my personality, just kind of anything I can do to kind of like if I do something like I'll give it 110%. Like that's, you know, any edge I can gain through whether it's nutrition, whether it's this, whether it's that, like I'm going to do it. And that's just kind of who I am. So now I can dunk a basketball, but back then it was more of like a rim grazer. Like I dunked my freshman year, but it was more of like rim grazer. And then as I moved on, I could dunk a little better every year. But yeah, now it's getting serious.
Are you talking about dunking in front of a crowd of all your friends in case if you don't get it right, you might fall on your face, or are you doing this by yourself? You got confidence doing it in front of your friends?
Oh yeah. Come on, man. Yeah. Come on. Of course. I'll do it on one of my friends.
Oh, you're going to dunk on one of your friends. Now you can see why Justin Robleski is such a good baseball player. The ultimate game of failure, he just kicks it right in the butt. You can see his mentality right here.